We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is me, Bob Mitchell, and for Scoot in the Afternoon. Over this afternoon, we hope to be talking about such things as what percentage of your income goes to prescription drugs, and when is it time to hang up the car keys? When is it time to say, Grandma, Grandpa, you're too old to be driving around? Probably the thing that is interesting to most people is what's going on in the NFL and the NFL Players Association. Do you think the NFL's national anthem policy infringes on the players' right? And that's what the union is saying. The NFL, back in, I think it was in May, approved a national anthem policy at its owners' meeting in Atlanta. The policy allows players to protest during the national anthem by staying in the locker room, but forbids them from sitting or taking a knee if they're on the field or the sidelines. And, of course, if you do this, teams will be subject to fines. If players don't comply, they will actually have the option of punishing that player. Now, here's what you have to I ask you to consider to understand. When a football player plays on Sunday, he's going to his job. He's like any other worker. Maybe you might be packing a lunch, but you're not going to pack a lunch for as an NFL player. But I'm just trying to say that players have to come out together. You can't smoke on the sideline. You certainly can't light up on the sideline. You have to wear, everybody has to wear the same uniforms, have to wear the same shoes, the same helmets. And if you violate any of that, if you wear the wrong socks, you can get fined because you work for the team. You work for the NFL. So when you work, you have no rights as far as what you can or cannot do, as long as the company says you can't do this, okay? We don't want you doing this, then that's it. You work. You work that time. And what I truly can't understand is during the national anthem, maybe 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, you mean we can't come together, we can't forget differences for that period of time and stand together and honor the flag and honor our country? I think when it comes to the reason that these players have been protesting, very, very legitimate. I mean, anyone who thinks there is no more discrimination in the world, no more racism, no more cops acting like they should not, of course, all that continues to go on. But if you're going to make that kind of protest, make it off the not during company time. I would not be able to walk around intercom studios holding a sign or just saying I'm against this, I'm against that. They would not allow that because this is where I work. So do you think that these players have a right to do what they want to do as far as protesting when the NFL says these are our rules? And, of course, the new guys coming into the NFL, they know that is the rule. So if I sign a contract with the NFL, that's the rule. That's something I'm not supposed to do. So give me your thoughts on that. And if you were in charge, what penalty would you give to any player that sits or kneels during the national anthem? Or do you think, like our opinion poll, our Blue Runner WWL opinion poll, do you think the NFL's national anthem policy infringes on the players' rights? Got a whole bunch of phone lines open. So if you want to call me at 260-1870, you can text me at 870-870. We will talk about this. Here's one. Being like an NFL player is not like any other job. Can't your brain handle this? Just don't watch the national anthem. Why does it bug you so much? Well, it bugs me because I believe that is a disrespect to the flag. And I remember even as a little kid going to school, you know, putting my hand over my heart and saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And I'm one of these people that if I see you burning the flag, I'm going to say something. I'm going to get involved there because I respect the flag that much. But why do you have to protest during that time? Why not have a rally after? You know, if you are going to protest during the national anthem, I'm not going to pay any attention to you. I'm going to write you off. If you have a rally after the game, you know something? You might even get me. You might even be able to get your point across to other people because then you will have basically a soapbox that you can get on and let people know what you think. But during the national anthem, and again, it gets back, I was listening to Newell coming in, it gets back to one thing. You are at work. The players are at work. When you work for someone, they have the right to say, these are the rules. And if you don't like the rules, then you're going to have to work someplace else. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob. Look, scenario for you. People who tend to agree with you, you know, about their protest and it being at work and following those rules, I always ask people this scenario. What if you worked for a company that was owned by a Muslim and the Muslim owner, in respect for his religion, asked all his employees 3 times a day when they have to pray that you stand in silence in respect to them praying. And if somebody was to then try to fight the fact that this Muslim owner was making me stand for what he says I need to stand for, the same people that agree with you when it comes to these NFL players, how would they feel in that scenario?
I believe if you work for someone, I believe that that person has a right to tell you what you can do and what you cannot do in their office. If I were in a situation like that, even though I'm a Christian and I'm not a Muslim, if I worked for a Muslim owner and he said, we're going to have this prayer 3 times a day and we want you to stand on the sideline when that's going on, I would then have a choice to make. Do I love my job enough to stand on the sideline, or if I don't like it, then I should find another job? That's my opinion, okay? You don't have to agree with it. That is my opinion. And when it comes to the NFL, see, we look at it as a game. It is. It's this big, wonderful game. But as far as the NFL, it's a job. They go to work. That's what they do. That's why, again, would you go for, should players be allowed to smoke on the sideline? No, it's the rules. You can't do that. What happens if a player breaks the rules? He's going to get fined.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. But the reason why it's become a hot topic and it's become political is again, if there was this scenario and it became a national news story, do you think Trump would be on the side of the Muslim owner? No, you people have to listen to your owner. Mm-hmm. You have to stand in silence. We both know, Bob, that would not be the conversation. So I'm not disagreeing what you're saying, but the reason it's a hot topic is because it's who they're making force do it and why. To me, it comes down to why it's a big issue. It's because they're black players standing up for a black issue. That's what it comes down to. Because, again, I don't think the pushback and the political nature of this would be the same if it was a scenario that me and you're talking about. I agree with you. I'm not saying that they don't have a choice, but there's a reason why this topic and this specific issue is all over the news and why the president got involved.
Well, to my knowledge, I've not heard any protest in the NBA or Major League Baseball.
What do you mean? As far as
Well, the NBA rule is that the NBA rule is they have to stand.
Yes, correct. Correct. But they can choose to protest in other ways. But you're correct. But the NFL never had rules before now. So last year and before this was going on, there wasn't anything set.
But they have a rule now.
Correct. They do have a rule now. And I'm not saying that they don't have – what I'm saying is that I'm not saying the company doesn't have a right to place rules.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the reason that people are on the side of the NFL, the reason that people are on the side of Trump isn't because the company has a right to make the rule. It's because people don't like the people who are protesting and why they're protesting. That's what I'm trying to use as the scenario with the Muslim person.
All right, but with me, okay, here's what I see. I actually agree with the principles and why they're trying to bring these subjects like police brutality and racism. I understand that, and I believe that. But again, it's hard for people to understand that these guys get paid millions of dollars to work, not just play a game. The boss has a right to say, here's what we're going to do. My thought is keep them all in the tunnel.
Well, and listen, the boss has a right 50 years ago, you know, in parts of Louisiana, to tell their workers who worked in the kitchen that during your lunch break, you can't sit at the same counter as white mm-hmm. people. You know, they had a right.
But that doesn't happen anymore, right?
No, because somebody stood up and protested that.
But see, it sounds like what you're saying is the only time these people can, I mean, meaning the players, the only time that they can protest is during the national anthem. That's the only thing that's going to get people's attention.
No, absolutely not. But I am saying that it absolutely brought more attention to the topic. We're still talking about it 2 years later.
All right.
Protests in general aren't supposed to be done in quiet. Protests in its nature is supposed to be something that draws attention to it.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for phoning in. 260-1870. Do you think the NFL's national anthem policy infringes on the players' rights? I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon. Our phone number is 260-1800. Well, hope you're having a great afternoon. Our Blue Runner WWL opinion poll question: do you think the NFL's national anthem policy infringes on the players' rights? You can go online at WWL.com, or you can call me. That's what I'd much prefer. Call me at 260-1870. 260-1870. Let's go to Anne Marie. Anne Marie, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm fine. So what do you think about the policy that the NFL has? They passed it in May. They approved a new national anthem policy with the owners, and the policy allows players, if you want to protest, then you stay in the locker room. You stay in the tunnel, and then I guess that if the whole team comes out and then, you know, 5 or 10 players come out after them, then you will be able to assume that they were protesting. Does the NFL have a right to tell these players what to do during a game or during the national anthem?
Well, personally, I think that the NFL should have a different policy, which is that if you do not come out and stand, that you should be suspended one game, and if you choose to do it the next game, you should be let go. I think there's just too much disrespect in general. You know, you had mentioned that this is a game to us and a job to them, but in reality, this is a business. To all these owners, to all these vendors, to these players, this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in retail for 37 years. If you would have pulled any of these stunts that these players have done, you'd be fired on the spot. And I think there's just too much disrespect. And I understand what the other people are saying with different religions. I've worked in retail with all different religions, all different the faiths where they had to be off for a certain time or take time. That's not a problem. You work with it. But everybody works together. And that's the problem we're having here. And to show, I actually stopped watching the football, which is sad. I will watch the Saints because I live here and I will support them. But we used to enjoy Sunday, but it's just been nothing but a free-for-all. And then once they stopped showing the beginning of the football so that you couldn't see if they were standing or kneeling, you know, what did that do? Nothing. People just talked about it after the game. But I do feel we enjoy baseball. We enjoy hockey. None of that foolishness goes on. Everyone shows respect. If you were at my husband played hockey, and if he played in New York, and then so you would cross and play in Canada. If anybody would have pulled that during the Canadian Anthem, they would have yanked you off in a New York second. You know, in America, we just like, okay, no, okay. Again, this is your job. We're running a business. We're all coming to the game. But for you, it's a business. No, I'm sorry.
Well, under this new NFL policy, teams will be subject to fines if players don't do it. So the NFL is telling the teams, this is what you have to do. And if a player violates that, the teams are subject to fines, and the team can punish the player in whatever way they want to. To me, it all boils down to one thing. Do you have the right? I mean, let's forget about even disrespecting the flag, which I object to more than anything. But do you have a right to protest on the job? You don't.
No.
You don't.
No.
All right.
And I do feel that any wherever you go to work, you make that choice. So before you sign that final paper, you have read everything that's expected of you. So you know going in what is expected of you. So if you sign that paper knowing that you have to abide by this, what makes you allow that you can go protest? You signed it. You know what the rules are and what the policies are. You don't like it, don't join.
Listen, many years ago, I worked for a radio station that controlled how your hair was, the length of your hair.
Yes.
And, you know, you would think that that's a basic human right. You mean I can't grow my hair the way I want to grow it? The general manager was an ex-military guy and had a crew cut, and he just did not believe your hair should go beyond your collar. And whether you liked it or not, you could lose your job if you didn't have your hair cut. Just that simple.
Exactly. And for me, the first 19 years of my career, you had to wear hosiery. And that was, yes, you can laugh because these girls nowadays would never make it. You had to wear hosiery. And if you had a spot check inspection, you were written up. And some people had the right to say, get out. Go home.
All right, Anne-Marie, I enjoyed the conversation. We will continue to take your phone calls at 260-1870. Do you think the NFL's national anthem policy infringes on players' rights? I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. What a great song. All right, our Blue Runner WWL opinion poll question. I've got some results for you, too. Do you think the NFL's national anthem policy infringes on the players' rights? 88% at WWL.com say no. Great text message here. You do have the right to protest on the job. However, your actions have consequences. So just because a person may be reprimanded for protesting on the job doesn't mean they don't have the right to do it. Let's go to Douglas. Douglas, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, good evening.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm getting real tired of hearing about this, honestly. But when you go to work, and I know this has been said already, when you go to work, you have rules. And if you don't like them, find another job, because the boss gets to tell you what you can wear, how you can wear it, or whether you got to stand or sit. And I just think it's crazy. I don't know why it keeps going on. I really don't.
Okay, here's why, Douglas. Because in May, the NFL approved a national anthem policy. The policy allows players to protest during the national anthem by staying in the locker room, but forbids them from sitting or taking a knee if they're on the field. And if they do that, teams will be subject to fines and players can be fined. So that's what they set now. I guess it was yesterday, maybe the day before, the NFL Players Association filed a grievance with the league challenging. So now, you know, the Players Association is saying, you can't do that to us. If we want to protest on the field, we have the right to protest, and we shouldn't be penalized for it. That's kind of where all this is going.
I don't mind them staying in the locker room. If they don't want to stay in the locker room, that's fine. I really don't have a problem with that. But if you're on the field, I think you should stand.
And, well, and you know, I've
whether your boss tells you you have to or not, I just think it's the right thing to do.
And, you know, I've mentioned this a couple of times since I've been on. You're telling me that with all the opportunities to protest, you can protest after the game. A lot of times players after the game meet in midfield and take a knee and pray. So you could do that. You could hold a press conference after the game and make your point and why you are protesting. But you mean to tell me that we all can't take 2 minutes, and say, look, we're going to stand, we're going to honor the flag. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So,
I agree with you.
All right, appreciate you phoning in.
Hi.
All right, let's go to coordinator. Are you an offensive or a defensive coordinator?
None of the two, Bob, but how you doing? How you doing today?
I'm hanging in there.
But you had to catch yourself when you say these people, too. But listen, though, Bob. Hey, myself personally, a lot of people are very hypocritical when it doesn't come down to them.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, we have a lot of people, when you go to games, most of the games and everything else, people are buying beer, standing up, talking and every damn thing else when the national anthem is being played.
I agree with that. I think you're right. I think you're right with that.
They are very hypocritical about what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it don't affect them, and the whole thing about the flag, they didn't do that to because of the flag, and that's what people just don't understand. I just mind-boggling to me, and me as an African American man, I have family members that's in the service, and they would do the same thing. I mean, I have family members that fought in the service. But people just don't understand. It's not about the flag. And as far as, like, them saying, just because, the boss, you have a job to do, they just implemented that. They did not have that agreement.
You're right. But now they do. And if it goes through now, if the Players Association is able to stop this, then I guess you're okay. But as long as – go ahead.
Think about this, Bob. A couple of years ago, they just started playing the national anthem. I want to say, I can't remember how many years ago, but to stop all this here, just don't play the national anthem again before any game, and you can stop all of it.
All right, bud. I appreciate you phoning in.
All right. You
have a good day. 260-1870. You can text me at 870-870. Do you think the NFL's national anthem policy infringes on the players' rights? The NFL has said you can't do it. You have to stay in the locker room. You can't protest on the field. It's a job. Could you protest on your job without any type of penalty? 260-1870. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon. Maybe I'll just shut up and play music for a couple of minutes. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on the Big 870 WWL, AM, FM, and .com. We're talking about this new policy that the NFL established back in May, and things have been quiet. But now the NFL Players Association is filing a protest. The policy states that players can protest during the national anthem by staying in the locker room. It forbids them from sitting or taking a knee if they're on the field or the sidelines. The NFL Players Association says that ain't right. We don't want that. We're protesting. It goes a little bit further. Teams will be subject to fines if players don't comply. So the NFL is telling the teams, if your guys break this policy, we're going to fine you. And, of course, the teams then have the option of punishing players. It all boils down to one thing. Should you have the right to protest on the job without any consequence? Let's go to Larry. Larry, thank you for calling WWL.
Oh, yeah, thank you for taking my call. Larry from the railroad. I want to make a mention, correct me if I'm wrong, that the teachers have been protesting forever about certain condition that they're faced with, and they're on the job, and they're on a big, important job, more important than the football player. But in other words, would you rather a person show their real loyalty to this country and by doing false things that they don't believe in? At least you know the people that are not standing and not doing this. If you want to think that that's created their loyalty to this country, shame on you, me, and everybody else that was standing to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
simply because he did not stand, he or she is not a lawyer America. That's ludicrous. And it's ignorant for people to go on with this kind of commotion. Now, which is worse? A person, conservative people especially, that lied during the 70s, which when I was going around for the draft. They lied. Now, which would you rather have this on your side, a lying conservative saying that something was wrong with him to avoid the war, or he had parental connection, which it did happen, to avoid the war? Who would you rather follow, him or the person that's just showing that they don't want to kneel for a ceremony activity? Sir, do not let ceremony activity dictate your belief within a person. Don't do that. Because this is all, I mean, when we go to church and we put, they say, put your hand over your heart. Mm-hmm. Put my hand over my heart for what?
To respect the flag. Thank you, Larry. Got to move on to someone else, all right? A lot of calls, not cutting you off, but we have a lot of people who want to give their opinions, and I want to give everybody time. Let's go to Mark. Mark, thanks for calling WWL.
How you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. There's a couple of situations going on here. First of all, you know, I agree with you. When you go to work, you go to work, you know? The NFL right now, with the rule that you read on air, says that they're not banning protesters. They're just telling them where to protest that.
Right.
Now, I agree. When you go to work, you go to work. You know what I mean? And a company has a right to make policies and procedures for you going to work and what you do at work. As long as those policies and procedures don't infringe on your constitutional rights and or are against the law. Now, you're talking about when you had your hair cut, when you had to cut your hair because you worked for this guy, and I was part of the haircut, and I was a dress code. You know, if it was a Rastafarian or a Native American, American Indian, and, you know, they wear their hair long, it's part of their religion. It's part of religion. And you got fired for wearing your hair long, that's infringing on your constitutional rights. So they have a right to say, okay, here goes the rule. The rule is we stand on the sideline during a national anthem. They can make that rule. As a matter of fact, that's the rule they made, because before they used to stand inside before when they did the national anthem.
Right.
It's only been here recently that they say, hey, come on out, guys. It looks better. So they can ban protesters at work. Well, I don't know if they can ban protests. That's for legal eagles. I don't know. But, you know, they're not saying that they can't protest. They're just telling them where to protest.
Correct. And you know, if it's not about the flag, then why protest during the flag? The callers say, well, it's not about the flag. Well, if it's not about the flag, protest some other time.
I agree with you. I don't think that the players should be protesting on the field. They got plenty of opportunities, like you said, to protest outside of the field. But to make a rule that they can't protest, that infringes on your First Amendment rights of free speech.
Well,
that's the question.
No, the rule does allow players to protest during the national anthem by staying in the locker room. They can't come on the field and protest, or they can be fined. Now, the Jets general manager has said that he will pay the fines for his players. And I have a feeling this depends on how much the fines are. If they start making big, big, big fines, and a lot of people do it, I think you're going to see a change of policy there. Thank you for calling. Phone number is 260-1870. Do you think the NFL's national anthem policy, which tells players you can only protest in the tunnel, you can't come out in the field and protest, infringes on the players' rights? You can go online at WWL.com, or you can call me at 260-1870. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on WWL. And we're talking about the NFL Players Association fighting the NFL's national anthem policy, saying it infringes on the players' rights. The NFL says you can protest, but you have to stay off the field. Text message, football was one of the things that brought us together. When you went to a Saints game, whether you were white, black, or Oriental, or whatever, you celebrated wins and mourned losses together. Now, what helped bring us together pulls us apart. One more thing to fight over. Football was fun, but it's not now. Let's go to Rashard. Rashard, I appreciate your calling. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, Bob, but this is the thing, Bob. This is America, and America was founded on immigrants, a land of immigrants. Go to the Statue of Liberty, and it tells you everything about America. Bring them on in. Now, this is the thing. All this in here is being owned for one reason and one reason only. And that's because of the earnest man. The man is in the White House, is dividing this country.
Well, wait. What does protesting at the football games have to do with Donald Trump? It started before Trump took office. All right.
Yes, but they never had no one to do what he's doing to bring attention to this issue, right, number one. And let's understand something. The flag and patriotism, people got this thing mixed up, like the caller was just saying. You know, we think we got a man in the White House that lies constantly, every day, to the American people. Can you tell me where's the patriotism in him giving the American people the truth,
Rashard,
about issues?
Rashard, the thing about this issue is, it's a rule. You have workplace rules. You can only do certain things on the job. You know, for instance, here at WWL, as much as I'd like to have a cup of coffee when I'm on the air, we can't have that in the control room because we've had too many accidents. So we are told if you're going to work here and you're going to do a show, you cannot bring a cup of coffee. You can't drink coffee in the control room. That's a rule, and if I don't like the rule, but if I want to work here, I have to honor the rule, and that's the same thing with the NFL. It is a rule. The NFL passed a rule that you can't do this, so I appreciate you phoning in. I see where you're coming from, but what this all boils down to, now, if the NFL Players Association can get them to reverse this, then all bets are off. I still don't think you should protest during the flag, but the ground that people stand on right now, including me, that says you can't do it is because it is a workplace rule. The NFL passed it. The owners approved it. And they say that if you violate this rule, it's going to cost you. If you're on hold, like a bunch of you are, please hang on. We will get right back to you after the top of the hour right here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.